You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
大家好，欢迎收听狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 这是一档创建于2012年的中文科技类播客，关注学习、科技、设计与效率等主题，由我 Bear 刘，中文网名大狗熊，主持并更新。这一期的主要内容来自于我的英文视频频道 youtube.com Bear 刘，频道主要分享关于科技效率和设计的相关的视频内容。在节目开始呢，我已经用中文为大家做了一个简要的概括。中文概述之后呢，你将会听到完整的英文节目。如果你对英文内容感兴趣，也欢迎直接前往我的 YouTube 频道订阅收看，搜索贝尔刘即可以找到我。谢谢你的支持。你好，欢迎收听这一期的节目，我是贝尔。今天想和你聊聊，作为一个长期在创造、做内容、做产品的人，我是怎么在各种压力和混乱中让自己保持清醒、稳定，还能继续创造的？这些方法都很简单，但对我来说非常有效。你有没有过这种感觉？无论做了多少事，完成多少任务，总觉得自己不够好、不够专业，还差一点点，这种声音一直在心里嘀咕。这就是所谓的冒名顶替综合症。基本上只要你是创作者、产品人、设计师，默认会被他左右。尤其是在这种时代，我们的工作随时随地都会被评价，算法会看你，客户会看你，观众会看你，就连你的同事和团队也会下意识地看你一眼。久了真的很累。我做产品、做视频、做播客、做各种项目这么多年，还是会偶尔冒出一句，我真的够好吗？也因为这样，我这几年开始训练的不只是技能，而是一个心理系统，就像给自己的心态做操作系统升级一样。今天想和你分享五个小习惯，让我在忙乱的生活里保持沉稳、创造力和一点点清醒。首先我们来看看第一个习惯，晨间写作，清空脑内缓存。我每天早上会写几页纸，这个做法来自艺术家之路，它不是写日记，也不是写给别人看的，就是把脑子里的东西倾倒出来，不需要结构，不需要好看，也不用给任何人展示。醒来焦虑就写，晚上睡不着也写，大概10分到20分钟，把那些不断循环的念头赶到纸上。慢慢的，你会开始看到一些规律，什么让你紧张，什么让你兴奋，什么其实根本不重要。这种自我觉察会变成你最温柔也最诚实的心理医生。我建议用纸笔，不要用手机，写3页就好，坚持做会非常有用。接着我们再来看第二个习惯，建立自己的反馈画廊。我们都知道，一个不好的评价可以毁掉你一整天的心情。以前我也会反复盯着批评看，把自己弄得很丧。后来我在 Notion 做了一个小小的反馈画廊，分成3类，积极的、有用的、批评性的。积极的用来提醒我，我曾经真的帮到过一些人；有用的 让我知道哪里可以学，可以改。至于批评，我会在心理状态不错的时候再看。现在，每当我怀疑自己时，我就打开这个页面，看一下真实的人说过什么。比起那些励志语录，这些真实的反馈更能把我从自我怀疑里拉回来。这是一个小习惯，但效果很大。下面我们说说第三个习惯，晨光散步，调整身体的节奏。这部分是科学，醒来后第一小时接触自然光，会重置你的生理节奏。很简单，走出去10到15分钟，去透个气，喝杯咖啡，哪怕只是绕街角走一圈，不戴耳机，不刷手机。晴天当然最好，但阴天也可以，只要走出去，前10分钟尽量不要戴太阳镜，让身体接收一点自然的光。它的效果是白天更清醒，晚上睡得更好，心态更稳定。这是我远程工作以来坚持的最久的习惯。再来看第四个习惯，咖啡加音乐的15分钟暂停。这是我每天最期待的小片刻，找一个窗口位置或者安静的角落，泡一杯咖啡，放2-3首很喜欢的歌，没有任务，没有通知，没有信息输入。有时候我压力很大的日子，甚至是在医院、机场这种地方，我也会做这个小仪式，它能让你的情绪重新归位。你离线20分钟，世界不会垮，但你会回来的更平稳。最后我们来聊聊第五个习惯，动中冥想，让身体带着心走。我说的不是健身，而是那种带节奏，带一点重复性的身体活动。有人喜欢散步，有人喜欢游泳，有人喜欢骑车，对我来说是滑板。重点不是运动量，而是注意力。当你移动时，你没办法想太多，你自然就活在当下。这就是一种走着的冥想。我们这些知识工作者一天到晚坐着想事情，很容易被困在头脑里。选一个能让你专注但不需要说话的活动，把手机放一边，让身体带你走一段。我的最佳状态就是在滑板上听着轻松的音乐，脚下的地面一下一下的反馈上来，那就是我的 reset 按钮。这五个习惯听起来都很简单，但它们像是一个精神工具箱，随时可以拿出来用，不需要一次全部开始，挑一个先试试，晨间写作，或者早晨10分钟的散步，又或者中午的咖啡暂停，你会慢慢感受到那种回到自己的稳定感。好，这期就到这里。如果你也有帮助你保持清醒的小习惯，欢迎跟我分享，我也很想听听你的方式。如果你想看我平时的思考方法、读书和创作笔记，欢迎订阅我的 newsletter， 网址是 Bear Academy。 感谢收听，我们下次见。
Have you ever felt like no matter how much you achieve, it never feels enough? That's imposter syndrome, and it's basically the default setting for creativity people. We live in a timewhere our work is consistently being judged by algorithms, by clients, by followers, even by our own team. And that's exhausting. I've been building products, creating videos, running projects for years, and I still have those moments of, am I really good enough for this? So over the past few years, I started to train not just my skills, but my mental system. Today,I'll share 5 simple mind habits that keep me grounded, creative, and calm, especially when life or work goes messy. So, number 1, morning pages. Clearing your mental cache. This comes from The Artist Way by Julia Cameron. It's not just journaling, it'snot writing for anyone to read. It's simply putting down 3 pages, stream of consciousness, no editing, no structure. Think of it as clearing your mental cache before brain boots up. For me, it's a 10-minute ritual, probably to 20 minutes sometimes, and maybe more, that helps me start the day with a calm mind.If I wake up anxious, I write. If I can't sleep at night, I write. Putting those thoughts on the paper stops them from looping endlessly in my head. Use a notebook, not your phone. And don't censor yourself. Just write 3 pages. Over time, you will start to see patterns where what stresses you, what excites you, and that self-awareness becomes your best therapist. Number two, the feedback gallery. Build your confidence system. Because let's be honest, no matter how successful you are, one bad comment can ruin your entire day. I used to scroll through criticism endlessly. Then I realized I needed a system, not just an ego boost, but a memory bank for perspective. So I built a simple database with three categories on Notion: positive, useful, critical. Positive reminders that I made an impact, useful feedback I can learn from, and critical comments I only review when I'm mentally ready. So now, whenever I doubt myself, I open that page, that Notion database. Reading those words from real people reminds me the work I do does matter. Screenshot compliments, save encouraging DMs or emails, store them all in one place. It sounds small, but this little archive can pull you out of an imposter spiral faster than any motivational quote. Number three, the morning light walk, regulating your system. Here's the science. Sunlight in the first hour after waking, basically it can reset all your body mentally and physically. So yeah, you'll feel more alert in the morning and sleep better at night. I started doing this when I was working remotely, and I grab a coffee, step outside for 10 or 15 minutes and just walk. No music, no scrolling. It resets my body clock and my mood. And step outside within an hour of walking, even if it's cloudy, and I skip sunglasses for the first 10 minutes. So I try my best, but sometimes if it's sunny, I probably will still wear it. It's like a natural software update for your body. And number four, the coffee and music break, the intentional pause. For 15 or 20 minutes, I disconnect completely. No notifications, no tasks, no screens. I make a cup of coffee. I put on two or three songs I really love, and that's it. This tiny ritual can reset your emotional energy. I've done this on my stressful days, even outside hospitals or airports. Just me, a song, and a cup of coffee. Turn off Wi-Fi, pick songs that lift your mood, sit by a window or watch people outside. Remind yourself the world is bigger than your stress, and you'll come back more focused and lighter. And honestly, the world won't fail if you are offline for 20 minutes. And number five, moving meditation, flow in motion. This one might sound unusual. For me, it's skateboarding. For you, it could be walking, swimming, or cycling, anything with a rhythm and movement. The point isn't exercise, it's attention. When you move, you can't overthink. You are present. And for people like us, designers, programmers, creators, we spend all day sitting and thinking. So pick an activity that demands focus but doesn't require talking. Leave your phone behind. Let your body lead and your mind will flow. It's meditation without sitting still. Active mindfulness. When I'm skating, listening to lo-fi beats, feeling the ground under my feet, that's my reset button. And all five of those habits sound simple, but together they train one powerful skill: emotional regulation. Try one of these this week, just one. Morning pages, a sunlight walk, or a 20 minute of coffee break, and see how it changes the way you feel about your work, your ideas, or even yourself. And thanks for watching. And if you got some on your own way to stay sane as a creator or a knowledge worker, share it in the comment. I'd love to hear it. I'm Bear. See you in the next one.
如果您喜欢这档节目，请在苹果的 Podcasts 上留言与评分，让更多人发现这个节目。如果您使用 Twitter， 也就是 X， 那么也请关注我的账号 Bear 刘，来聊一聊您的想法，分享您的故事。 感谢您的收听，我们下期节目见。
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.